今天呢，我们要开始一个新的讲道系列，这讲的是加拉太书。
Today we're beginning a new series of sermons on the book of Galatians.
这也是今年哈每一个团契的都要查的这一卷书。
This is also the book that every cell group will be studying this year.
在开始这一卷书之前呢，我想我们先要认识一下这一卷书啊，它的背景是怎样。
Before looking at this book, let us all come to know the background behind it.
这封书信的名字叫加拉太啊，它是一个地方啊，但是不是一个城市的名称，是一个地区的名称。
Galatia is not the name of a city, but of an area or a district.
在这个地区里面呢，有好几个城市啊，包括安提欧啊、以哥念啊、路斯德啊等等这些的城市。
There are many cities in this district, including Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra.
如果你们有上去年哈我们讲《使徒行传》的时候，或者你会记得保罗在第一次旅行布道的时候呢，就是经过这一些的城市，然后在这些城市里面呢建立了教会。
You might remember from our sermon on the book of the Acts that during his first mission trip, Paul has visited these cities and.Built churches in these cities as well.
所以呢，从今天我们的经文第一节就看到了这个书信的作者是保罗。
So from the first verse, we can see that Paul is the author of this book.
在第二节呢，可以看到是他写给加拉太的众教会，就是那个地区的所有的教会。
And from the second verse, we can see that he wrote this letter to the various churches of the Galatian area.
加拉太地区的教会当时的情况怎么样呢？
So what was the background behind all the churches in Galatia during those days?
那读书信的时候呢，很多时候要和使徒行传一起来看的哈。加拉太书呢，我们可以从使徒行传的十三章和十四章知道一些的事情。
Often when we are studying letters or epistles, it is helpful to look at Acts along with these verses. We can see from chapter 13 and 14 of Acts.
在那个时候呢，有一些外邦人哈，不是犹太人，外邦人在那个地区呢，听了保罗的讲道之后呢，就信了耶稣啊，成为了基督徒，并且在那一些城市里面建立了教会。
During those times, there were many Gentiles who have become Christian.And they have built churches in those cities.
而当时呢，那些基督徒一建立教会之后呢，就马上受到了不信的人和一些犹太人的攻击。
And immediately they received attacks from the local Jews and unbelievers.
但是显然呢，看到这些基督徒对于或者那些人对这基督徒的攻击没有成功。
It is apparent that their attacks were unsuccessful.
因为呢，我们看这封信的时候如果你回去读完整篇信，就看到保罗没有在里面谈怎么样去应付那些不信的人对基督徒的攻击，没有这样的事。
We can tell this from the letter because Paul has not mentioned anything about overcoming these attacks.
虽然呢，加拉太地区的基督徒呢顶住了魔鬼利用那些不信的人。攻击他们在这方面他们成功了。
Even though the Galatian Christians were successfully overcoming the attacks from the devil through the unbelievers.
但是呢，魔鬼又用了另一个方法，他不用外人了，他是现在使用一些信了耶稣的犹太人来攻击这一个信仰。
But the devil has another strategy. He is using those Jews who have become Christians to attack them.
而在这种情况之下呢，就非常之危险了。加拉太人就好像处在这一种内部的这种的内部斗争危险当中。
And this kind of internal attack is very dangerous for the Christians of those days.
其实这也是魔鬼常常用的一个伎俩。
And this seems to be a strategy that the devil always uses.
后面我们再讲魔鬼怎么用什么方法来攻击加拉太教会啊。
And later we'll talk in details on what these are.
但是当我们看看现在的教会呢，其实我们会看到魔鬼的方法同样的到今天还是非常的有效的。
But even today's churches, we can see that the devil is using the same method of attack.
很多时候他不会否定你的信仰，魔鬼不要叫你说你别信耶稣了，他不会这么做的。
The devil doesn't actually refute your faith and tell you to turn away from Jesus.
但是呢，他会在你所相信的福音里面加了一些似是而非的一些道理在当中。
But what he does is that he adds to the gospel, adds some messages that might look right, but are actually wrong.
让福音呢不再是一个整全的福音，而是一个改变了的福音，不再是耶稣所传的那个福音。
So that the gospel becomes incomplete, it becomes corrupt, and is no longer the gospel that Jesus was spreading.
那我们看回当时的处境啊，在加拉太时代，那个魔鬼怎么样攻击啊，使用基督徒去攻击基督徒呢
？So how did the devil go about attacking the Christians?
魔鬼就利用了当时已经相信了耶稣的犹太人，就是犹太籍的基督徒，来到加拉太这个地区。
So he brought Christian Jews into Galatia.
他们来到这里告诉这一些外邦的基督徒啊，不是犹太人的基督徒说呢，你们如果要得救的话，除了要信耶稣之外，还要守犹太人的礼仪和律法。
And what they told the Gentile Christians was that in order to be saved, apart from believing in Jesus, you must also obey the Jewish laws and customs.
他们并且攻击保罗的教导的权柄啊，告诉这些外邦人信徒说，保罗他又不是那十二使徒，所以他讲的话不一定是对的。
They even attacked the authority of Paul, saying that he wasn't even part of the 12 disciples, so he might not know what he was talking about.
保罗在加拉太这一封书信里面，他要解决的就是这两个问题。
These were the two issues that Paul tried to address in this letter.
第一，保罗要为了他自己的使徒的身份啊，来和权柄来辩护。
Firstly, he needed to protect his identity as a disciple and his authority to spread the good news.
第二呢，他要向这些犹太人基督徒辩论啊，澄清外邦基督徒信了耶稣之后呢，到底要不要守律法才能够得救呢？
And he wanted to bring up the debate of whether a Christian needs other things apart from believing Christ to be saved.
所以呢，在信的一开始啊，第一节的里面，保罗就强调了自己是做使徒的保罗。
So as soon as he begins, he emphasizes that he is a disciple.
并且他解释说自己的权柄不是人给的，乃是死里复活的耶稣亲自呼召他。
And he also reiterates that his authority does not come from man, but comes from the resurrected Jesus Christ.
在信以后的信的内容里面呢，他会继续为了这一个论点呢解释辩护的。
And he will continue doing this throughout this letter.
在一到五节一个问候之后呢，第六节哈，一进入信的内容的时候呢，保罗就提出了一个非常重要的问题。
As soon as he enters the real crux of the letter in verse 6,he brings up this very important question.
那我们看看这个问题是什么？他说：“我很惊奇，你们这么快就离开了借着耶稣基督的恩召呼召你们的那一位，去归向别的福音了。”
And he says this: "I am astonished that you are so quick, that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel."
你细细的读的时候，可能还能感觉得到保罗在写这封信的时候的那个怒气啊。
And you might get a hint of the anger that is in Paul's voice.
保罗恼怒加拉太的信徒在信仰上这么快就改变了立场。
He was angry that the Christians were so quick to change their ground of their beliefs.
保罗传给他们的是耶稣为人受死复活成为了救赎人一个完全的恩典。
What Paul proclaimed to them was that Jesus died and was resurrected for the sake of man so that they may receive the full grace of God.
人不再需要靠着自己的行为而得救了，而是耶稣的恩典已经完全了。
Man no longer needs to rely on his own efforts to be saved. But Jesus has accomplished everything.
但是呢，一些的犹太人基督徒啊，在保罗离开了加拉太地区之后呢，他们就回来告诉这些信徒说，你单单信耶稣是不能得救的。
But the Jewish Christians, after Paul has left, came and told these Gentile Christians that just believing in Jesus is not enough.
啊，再要加上犹太的律法和礼仪，那其中一个礼仪呢，就是割礼啊，要守了割礼才能够得救。
And apart from that, you also need to observe all the Jewish customs and traditions, including circumcision.
那如果你不明白什么是割礼的话呢，在这里我不解释了，在你们的团契讨论的时候问组长。
If you don't know what circumcision is, I won't explain it here, but please feel free to ask your group leaders during your cell group.
那这也是说到呢，这些人啊，说耶稣的恩典是不完全的。还要加上人的努力才能够得救。
In other words, this was saying Jesus' grace was not complete. We need to add human effort on top.
如果这一些人是成功的话，那今天的基督教最多可能就是犹太教里面的一个分支而已。
If these people were successful, then Christianity today would only be a branch of Judaism.
保罗察觉到这一种思想的危险性、严重性，所以他就写了这封信啊，要与这些人来辩论。
Paul detected the danger in this kind of thinking, and that's why he wrote this letter to bring up this debate.
而这封信呢，写给加拉太这一封信呢，后来写了之后呢，引起了当时基督徒领袖们非常广泛的讨论。
This letter that he wrote to the Galatians later brought up fierce debate amongst.The leaders, the Christian leaders of those days.
而且呢，后来在耶路撒冷开了一个会，就是《使徒行传》里面第十五章所记载的耶路撒冷会议。
As recorded in the Book of Acts, chapter 15, they held a meeting in Jerusalem.
这个会议呢，后来确定了耶稣基督十字架的救恩是完全的。
And this meeting, they affirmed. During this meeting, they affirmed.The completeness of Jesus' salvation on the cross.
人的得救除了信耶稣之外，没有任何的条件。
Apart from believing in Christ, there is nothing else needed for salvation.
这也是我们今天信仰的根基。
And this is the basis of our beliefs today.
保罗在这封信里面强调啊，说那一些人所传的福音不是另外一个福音。
Paul emphasizes in his letter saying.That the gospel they are spreading is not another gospel.
福音只有一个，就是耶稣的降生、受死、复活。
There is only one gospel, and that is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
保罗以前传给加拉太人的就是基于这一个事实的好消息。
The gospel that Paul proclaimed to these Jews was the good news based on these facts.
如果有任何人或者是任何天上的使者也好，在这个经文里面讲到，如果他们不是传这个信息的话，或是改变了信息的内容，都是可咒诅的。
If anyone or even an angel from heaven should proclaim a gospel contrary to this, then let that person be accursed.
我们再注意一下经文的最后一节啊，看保罗当时的处境是怎样的呢？
Let us look at what situation Paul was in from the last verse of today's passage.
在第十节他这里讲了，他说我现在要得人的欢心还是要得神的欢心呢？难道我想讨人的欢喜吗？如果我仍然要讨人欢喜，就不是基督的仆人了。
He says, am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people?If I was still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
在这个语气当中，我们可以感受一下，就是如果保罗向这一些犹太基督徒提出辩论的话，他很可能会成为一个不受欢迎的人物。
We can detect from his tones that he knows if he brings up this debate with the Jews, he will become a very unpopular person.
他 会在教会里面这个群体里面变成一个制造麻烦制造冲突的一个人
He will become a person who brings trouble inside of the church
但是保罗看到这一些严重的后果之后他并没有妥协而是选择了站起来捍卫真理
But Paul did not compromise in the face of these difficulties and decided to stand up and protect the truth
这就是一到十节啊经文的内容那他对今天我们有什么影响呢
And that is the story of verse 1 to 10 But how does that affect us in today's lives
我想第一个就是不论是什么世代的基督徒都要懂得分辨真福音和假福音
And I believe the first thing is that no matter which period you live in as a Christian it is important to be able to tell the difference between real and fake gospels
为什么新约的头四本书叫做福音书呢
Why are the first four books of the Bible of the New Testament called gospels?
因为它记载了耶稣的降生、受死、复活。
It is because they recorded Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection.
当然，里面约翰福音也告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我想这一句很多人都会背了。
And like everybody knows, John tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave them his only son so that whoever believes may not perish but have eternal life
在这个里面、啊、最重要的只有一个信只要信就得永生这也是为什么我们整天说这叫因信称义
The key word in this verse is the word believe Believe is the only criteria for salvation and this is why it's called justification through faith
不是当时那些犹太基督徒说的你信了还要加上割礼才能够得救
contrary to what the Jews were telling them during the days that they need to believe and also receive circumcision can they be saved
而圣经也告诉我们在末世的时代传假福音的人会是更多的
the Bible tells us as we near the end of the worldThere will be more and more people spreading fake gospels.
所以不是啊，不要以为每一个传耶稣的人就是在传福音。
So don't assume that whoever is talking about Jesus is actually spreading the gospel.
那我今天趁一个机会，我介绍一间教会给大家认识。
Let me introduce to you a church.
这个教会它的名字叫真耶稣教会。
The name of this church is called True Jesus Church.
啊，他们特别强调自己是真的。
They emphasize the fact that they are true.
啊，他们在全世界都有分会。
They have branches across the world.
但在台湾呢，我看他的网上的记录，在台湾一个地方，他就有200多间的教会，50000多的信徒。
And just in Taiwan alone, they have over 250 branches and over 500,000 believers, followers.
我不知道这个到底是有多真啊，但是他们的确对他们所谓的福音哈很有负担啊，很。传得很快发展得很快
and they take spreading the gospel very seriously and that's why they have grown so fast
啊，问题是我们要看看他们所传的福音到底是一个怎样的福音
but let us look at the content of their gospel
在他们网上所发表他们的教义里面呢他们有五个最基本的信条
as recorded on their website the five most important points of their creed are as follows
大家记得他们五个基本的信条什么呢第一个叫洗礼
Firstly, baptism
第二个叫洗脚礼
Secondly, foot washing
第三个是圣餐
Communion
第四个安息日
The Sabbath
第五个是圣灵
And the Holy Spirit
表面上看这五个里面除了那个洗脚礼我不太理解之外呢其他的好像跟我们都差不多我们都有
At first glance, apart from the slightly strange foot washing ceremony, the rest look very similar to what we believe.
当然，耶稣在最后晚餐之前的确是有帮门徒来洗脚的，这是福音书记载的。
But of course, as the Gospels record, Jesus did wash the feet of his disciples after the Last Supper.
所以呢，我们看一看那个福音书怎么记载、啊。当时候耶稣为门徒洗脚，彼得怎么说呢？彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
What Peter said during this was, "You will never wash my feet."
那耶稣就回答彼得说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。”
And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me."
这个真耶稣教会的人呢、啊，认为啊。这句话呢就是了，所以呢，如果你不行洗脚礼的话，你就与主无份的。
And the people from the True Jesus Church believe that, like this verse says, unless we are washed, we will have no share with Jesus.
所以呢，洗礼了之后呢，他们还要洗脚啊。如果你不洗脚的话，你就不得救。
So after the regular baptism, they must also go through foot washing. Unless you do that, you will not be saved.
那还有他们在洗礼和圣灵上面的教义呢？虽然名字跟我们一样，但是里面好像又很不一样。
But underneath the baptism and Holy Spirit creed, there are things that are different to us.
在他们的洗礼里面呢，是必须要在活水当中给受浸者呢，以这个低下头全身的敬礼。
Baptism must be taken in natural living water, and the person receiving the baptism must completely be immersed in water with head bowed face downwards.
也就是说呢，洗礼必须在户外那个河里面，或是在海里面啊，像我们这里这个教堂里面的这些都不算。
In other words, baptism must be held in rivers or seas outside. The baptism that we do in the church are useless.
更严重的一样是他们受洗的人必须要会讲方言，因为这就是你得救的证据。
More importantly, those who receive baptism must be able to speak in tongue, and this is the proof of your salvation.
这也是他们说自己是真耶稣教会的理由，因为这样才是真的信徒。
And this is another reason they call themselves True Jesus Church, because this is the only real way of being a disciple.
在室内受洗的啊，或者是不会讲方言的，都是不得救的。
So those who are baptized inside, indoors, or who cannot speak in tongue, have not been saved.
大家能够看到他的问题是什么吗
？Can people see the problem with this?
或者我们很少去思想这些的神学的问题。
Perhaps we rarely think about these theological issues.
它的问题不是因为多了一个洗脚礼或者是受洗的地方的问题。
The problem isn't with the extra foot washing or the place of baptism.
而是他们把得救加上了条件。
But it is that they have added to the gospel.
所以不再是外表的不同了或者是传统的不同哈。
It is not merely differences on the outside in appearance or in tradition.
就像如果是传统外表的话呢，我们自己圣公会的可能和浸信会的大家的传统啊，大家的礼仪的方式都有点不一样。
Differences in tradition might be something like the differences between Anglican churches and Baptism churches.
但是我们都认同因信称义，只要你相信就能得救。
But we all believe.In the justification through faith.
但是这一间教会的内容啊，它把福音的内容已经改变了。耶稣的救赎不再是一个完全的救赎。
But what this church has done is that they have changed the content of the gospel. Jesus' salvation is no longer complete.
这跟当时的犹太人要求啊外邦的基督徒啊要行割礼是一样的。
And this is.In the same vein as what the Jewish people told the Gentiles in those days, that they must receive circumcision to become Christians.
耶稣的救赎需要做其他的事情来修补不再是一个因信称义。
In this way, Jesus' gospel must be amended through other means.
这就是保罗所指的那个不是福音。
And this is what.Paul is saying when he refers to not a gospel.
真耶稣教会只是现代这一个世界当中其中的一个例子而已。
True Jesus Church is only one of many examples of churches in this time.
还有很多很多披着羊皮的狼混在这个羊圈当中，我们要时刻的注意啊，这一些外表看上去差不多，但是其实里面不是传真正福音的教会。
There are many more churches which are like wolves in sheep's clothing, mixed among us, who we need to be very alert with.
假福音可以有很多很多种，但是真福音只有一种，就是十字架的福音。
There can be many versions of the fake gospels, but there is only one true one, and that is the gospel of the cross.
盼望我们都不会像加拉太那些的信徒一样这么糊涂，我们要坚守我们的福音真理。
I hope that we will not be as foolish as the Galatian churches, but we must hold, but we will hold fast to our truth.
好，我们再看下去，看保罗在最后的第十节，刚才我们讲过的那一句话。
Let us have a look again the last sentence that Paul said today.
好，我们现在要得，我要现在得人的欢心呢，还是要得神的欢心？
Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval?
保罗看到有问题的时候，他可以不争辩啊，这样的话有更多的人会喜欢他。
Paul could have chosen to not debate this issue when he saw the difficulties facing him.
但是保罗的这封信提醒我们啊，除了我们要分辨真假，我们要拥有那个真正的福音之外，我们还要坚持宣讲和坚守真理。
But Paul reminds us here that apart from realizing the difference between true and fake gospels, we must protect and spread the gospel.
今天有很多的教会啊，因为怕讲一个全备的整全的福音啊，别人不喜欢听。
Today, many churches are afraid of telling the whole gospel, because they are afraid of offending people.
所以呢，他们传福音的时候呢，只讲一些好听的就讲。
So when they do tell the gospel, they pick out the good parts, the easy parts.
得罪人的，人不喜欢听的，他们就不讲。
Those parts that might offend are left out.
或者我们又不看教会，我们看看我们自己，回头看看我们个人日常的生活当中我们所做的大部分事情是在讨谁的喜悦呢？
Let us also reflect on our own lives. Who are we trying to please when we do the things in our lives?
大家有没有想过我们早上不想爬起床，但是还得爬起来，怎么辛苦还得爬起来要去上课啦为的是什么？
Have we thought about in the morning struggling to come out of bed?Who do we do this for?
或者我们要努力读书啊，成绩要好了，到底是为了谁能开心啊？
Who are we trying to please when we study hard and try to gain good results?
或者有些人已经开始有家庭了，你们早上明明都爬不起来，不想上班的，但是为了有收入，为了能够供房子、买东西，还是爬起来了。到底你为的是什么？
Perhaps those who already have babies, you know it's so hard to get out of bed every morning, but you still do it to make a living. Why do you do this?
从早到晚，我们做的每一件事情都有理由的。
There's a reason behind everything that we do.
有些是为了讨父母的欢喜。
Often it is to please our parents.
有些呢是为了我们的家庭啊、丈夫啊、妻子啊、孩子的欢喜。
For the sake of our family, our husbands, our wives, or our children.
更多的可能是为了我们自己的欢喜，我们讨自己的欢喜要达成自己的理想，所以我们才去做这一些的事情。
But mostly it is to please ourselves, to achieve something that we want.
作为基督徒，我们已经把生命主权交给了神。
As Christians, we have already given the control of our lives to God.
像保罗所说的，我们要讨神的喜悦。
Like Paul said, we need to please God, seek God's approval.
然后我想这个时间我们可以一起来反省一下，在过去的一周里面呢，过去的一个礼拜里面， 除了你今天来到教会是为了神而来教会的之外，还有多少件事情你是为了讨神喜悦而做的呢？
And let us reflect together here. Now, during the last week, apart from coming to church here today for God, how many other things have you done for Him?
但我讲讨神喜悦的是，不是说叫我们不要去爱我们的父母啦、家庭啦，或者不爱自己啦，不是这个。
And seeking God's approval is not telling us not to love our parents or our family or ourselves.
或者你可能以为啊，只有在进行一些属灵的活动的时候呢，才是讨神喜悦的。譬如说，读圣经啊，上教会啊，祷告啊，做这些事情才是讨神喜悦的。
You might think that the only way to please God is to do spiritual activities like reading the Bible or going to church or praying or sharing.
可能你以为神不关心你生活上的其他部分，只是关心你在教会的时候。
You might think that God is not interested in the rest of your life, but only the part where you are at church.
事实上，不是这样的。神喜欢观察你生活当中的每一个环节。
But in reality, this is not true. God loves to observe every single part of your life.
不管你是在工作在玩，在休息，在吃喝，你的任何一个行动，他都不会忽略。
He does not overlook any part of your life, no matter if you're working or playing or resting or eating or drinking.
只要你是抱着一种赞美神的心态去做任何的事情，神都会喜悦的。
He will be pleased as long as you do everything with a heart to praise Him.
那当然不是说你抱着赞美的心态去犯罪，这样神不会喜悦啊。
And that includes sinning, of course.
无论是你洗碗的时候、唱歌的时候、读书的时候、工作的时候，甚至是做花园的时候，你所做的任何事情都能够荣耀神、讨神喜悦的。
So you can please God while you're washing the dishes, or singing a song, or reading a book, or working, ordoing gardening or even bringing up your children.
所以呢，神把不同的恩赐给了我们每一个人，啊，使我们每一个人都不一样。
So God has given us different talents, making us all different.
有些人可以成为运动员，有些人又可以成为音乐家，或者是木工，或者是做电脑的，啊，各个人都不一样。
So some might become athletes, others musicians or carpenters or computer programmers.
这一切的才干都能够取悦神。
All of these talents can please God.
啊，是圣经说他以轮流塑造个人，如今察看我们所做的一切。
It is said in the scriptures that he has made everyone in his own way, and he observes everything that we do.
就讲到我们自己的家庭啊，我们的父母，这样也是的啊，我们要爱我们的父母，爱我们的家庭。
Another example is that about our family, that we love our family.
最终的原因是因为神赐给我们有父母，让我们有家庭，我们才能够去爱他们。
And the reason that we do that is because God gave us our families.
所以我们做一切事情都可以讨神的喜悦，只是我们在做的时候有没有想过这一件事情呢？
Therefore, we can please God in everything that we do. The most important thing is that we want to praise Him while we're doing it.
盼望从现在开始啊，我们去思想一下，我们这下个礼拜我们要做的每一件事，有哪一件事情我们是可以讨神的喜悦的呢？
So, let us think in our lives, what can we please God with?
可能我们所做的每一件事都能讨神喜悦。
Perhaps it is everything.